I have a guest in joining us this morning on our program. Jeremy Butler is in this morning. He's helping to coordinate an event coming up on Saturday, May 4th at the Cass County Community Center. It's an event called Stepping Up. Can you tell me a little bit about that? Good morning.
Good morning. Thanks for having me, Jim. The Stepping Up event is coordinated by or put on by FamilyLife.com. They do a lot of different ministries, family-type ministries and programs. There was a book written by Dennis Rainey called Stepping Up, and then they envisioned this program after that. It's basically about men stepping up and being leaders in their families first, and then their churches, their communities, and their businesses. Just stepping up and being leaders in the community.
How'd you recognize the need for an issue like this to be brought forth to the community?
Different things. I had a couple members of the church that I participate in or that I'm a member of bring this to my attention. Talking with Dan Haynes at the YMCA, different things, you know, asking, you know, what do some of these kids with needs, what do they need? A lot of the answers that I got back were they just needed a positive male role model in their life. So we kind of went from there.
Well, can you talk a little bit about what the program will be like on that day?
It's a video event. It would cost the caliber of speakers that are going to be at this event, it would cost thousands and thousands of dollars. We could never get an event of this caliber to a location of our size. Mm-hmm. So it's a video event. There are four video sessions throughout the day with breakout sessions in between each one of those. We're going to start the morning off with just a light, you know, continental style breakfast. We're going to have two of the sessions with breakout sessions in between, two of the video sessions with breakout sessions in between, and have a hearty, manly lunch, and then wrap up with the other two sessions.
Oh, I like the idea of that big lunch. That sounds like a good deal. You got a little star power behind this, it looks like.
Yeah, we do. We do. Like I mentioned, Dennis Rainey is one of the speakers. Matt Chandler, Tony Dungy, for those of you who remember, played for the Steelers, I believe, in the mid to late 70s, got traded around a couple other times before retiring from that, and then he also went on to coach the Tampa Bay Buccaneers and the Indianapolis Colts. Mm-hmm. There are 8 keynote speakers, but, you know, those are just 3 of them. I've viewed all the videos myself. It's just really a neat program. It's really geared towards men. Definitely not a sermon. There's a lot of comedy, it's geared towards men.
And it's a good point to make too, because I can see folks listening to this thinking, oh sure, here it comes. Somebody's going to tell me what I'm doing wrong and why I'm a bad person and why I need to change and what have you. That's really not what this is about.
No, not at all. We all need to change. This is for, you know, they say it's geared towards men, young men with families, but I think anybody, any male 15 to 99 should come to this. We're never supposed to stop, even in the later years of life. We're not supposed to stop and coast to the finish line. You know, we're supposed to finish strong. It might take on a different role, but you're still supposed to be there, and holding each other accountable is a big part of this.
Well, we all talk about how busy we are, how busy our lives are, how much we have going on with work and family and outside efforts and church things and what have you. You know, we're so busy and so distracted. It's really easy to lose focus on what's really supposed to be important in our lives.
It is. And this is about, focusing, prioritizing, just really focusing on what's important and being that leader in your community, family, you know, whatever. This is going to teach us to be better husbands, fathers, brothers, uncles. It's just really a neat experience.
So, I mean, obviously this event is geared toward men.
Definitely,
that's,
yes.
That's the audience you're looking for. Are women invited as well?
I'm not going to turn any away. It is definitely geared towards men, but you know, if somebody can't get their husband or significant other to come and wants to come and and see what it's about, I would not be opposed to that at all.
Mm-hmm. Well, a spy in the room, right?
That's right.
Very good. Can you talk a little bit about the basis for this? You've kind of hit on some of these key events. You mentioned Dennis Rainey was the author who kind of first put a lot of this stuff together. Is there a basis for this? Is it a faith-based kind of a mentality that he's using to work toward?
It is faith-based. You know, it's definitely putting, you know, God first in your life, and all things else will fall into place. But like I wanted to mention again, it is not, you know, nobody's going to beat you over the head with a Bible. It's more common sense than anything. It's just getting back to the basics. You know, everybody looks back at the 50s and you know, what a great time that was after World War II when, you know, men worked hard and led their families. And, you know, it's about going back to the basics.
Yeah, of course, you know, there have always been issues and things, too. We sometimes get the Hollywood version of the good old days.
We definitely do. I would say one of the big differences between the good old days and today is the media. You know, we didn't witness those things firsthand like we do today. But, you know, this is about kind of getting a game plan of how you're going to combat this world you know, the turmoil that we see every day.
And you mentioned, of course, lunch is involved, so I'm guessing it's a pretty good balance of the day type of an event.
It is a very good balance. You know, there's the old saying that your mind can only absorb what your hind end can endure. So it's not going to be, you know, sitting theater style in you know, rows for hours and hours and hours. We're doing a round table design. So then, you know, when we have the breakout sessions, you don't even have to move. You just turn to your group and you have your roundtable discussion. So,
sure, very good. Well, I know you've kind of shopped this around to other folks, other community groups and stuff. You've got pretty positive feedback so far.
I have. I'm getting a little nervous. It's only a couple weeks away, a little over 2 weeks away, and lots and lots of interest. People haven't pulled the trigger on the tickets yet. If you are thinking about it, if you could please commit, it will help us plan for the food, etc. Very, very reasonably priced. It's $12 in advance. That includes breakfast and lunch. We're probably not even going to cover all of our expenses. That's not the purpose of this. $15 at the door. If there's anyone that you know that could benefit from this or would like to come to this and price is an issue, do not worry. There are scholarships available. I do have people standing in line that said, you know, I will buy a ticket for myself, but I would also like to buy one for somebody who might not be able to afford it. So there's not really any excuse to not make it to this if it's something that you think would help you.
Sure. Are there materials involved then too that day?
There is a workbook. They call it a workbook. It's not really a workbook. It's more of a recap. Our cost on that is $15, so we're just charging $15 additional. Those have to be ordered in advance. I've gone through it. It's definitely not necessary. If you are a visual person and you need that to remember what you've seen, then that might be a good option for you. But, you know, guys just aren't really workbook note-taker type people. So, you know, I'm leaving it completely up to the participant if they would like a workbook or a guidebook. It's $15 additional.
And that is optional?
That is optional.
But you would like to know when they purchase their ticket?
I would like to know when they purchase their ticket so I can get those ordered.
Okay, very good. Doors open at 8:30 that morning. It starts at 9. Again, we'll run somewhere in the late afternoon. They'll have breakfast and lunch provided as part of that $12 advance fee, 15 bucks at the door. Where can they get the tickets?
Well, I work at Brocker Carnes & Carnes. I've got them available there. Geis Perry Jewelry, the United Church of Christ in Atlantic, has some tickets. And if you have groups that would like to go, just contact me. My cell phone number is 712-254-0072. I would be glad to get them to you. Or just call down to the office and I would be glad to bring out multiple tickets for groups.
So really the only thing folks need to bring with them is just a mindset that they're going to learn a little bit, have a little fun, and Oh, and don't forget, you're going to get fed, too.
You're going to get fed.
All right. Very good. Again, that's coming up on Saturday, May the 4th at the Cass County Community Center here in Atlantic. And get those tickets again at Geis Perry Jewelry, Brocker Carnes & Carnes Insurance at the United Church of Christ. Or you can contact Jeremy as well at 254-0072. $12 advance, $15 at the door if you'd like to be a part of that event. Jeremy, thanks for coming by.
Hey, thanks for having me, Jim.